Okay, so as I said, we're going to be having a period of reflection and readings and then followed by a puja. And I suppose I know I talked about so many things this morning, but I just wanted to bring out kind of one main thing at the beginning before we do some practicing, which is that whole thing about well, misusing energy. I think sometimes when we're really forceful and we're trying to control things, that can be a way of misusing energy. I talked about squandering energy a little bit, wasting energy, and I think we've been talking about how actually when we put a lot of energy into things that are impossible, it is a bit of a waste of energy. So trying to fix samsara, that's a bit of a non-starter, not really going to happen. But we do put a lot of energy into that. We also put a lot of energy into, well, just trying to control things, trying to control our environment, our experiences, our conditions, trying to control other people, even trying to control ourselves, you know, our mental states, our emotional states. It's not really going to happen. I mean, we might manage it for a little while, but it's not really something that we can do ongoingly, and it takes so much energy. And then there's all the inner conflicts we have and the dualities and trying not to be experiencing what we think we shouldn't be experiencing. So if we've got an emotion like envy or anger and we think, oh, that's a bad, negative emotion, we try to sort of suppress it or deny it. Whereas actually it's just part of human experience. You know, if we act on it in a way that harms others, well, that's where you get into ethical practice and conduct. But just having the emotion, it's just energy, just another form of energy, really. And we also, yeah, we like to try and control other people, change other people, which you can't really do. So it is a lot easier if we actually let go of some of that, relax, just be with what is actually. You know, one definition of awakened mind is seeing things as they really are, and we can practice that now in our lives, trying to see things as they really are rather than how we want them to be. But we do very rarely do that, or only for little bits. So yeah, can we just let go of that? You know, we're trying to prevent impermanence, you know, trying to avoid dukkha, but actually there's a part of the nature of reality of our conditioned existence. What we have got some control of is how we respond to them. But yeah, I had that image. I think it's King Canute, isn't it, who sort of decided he was going to control the sea and tell it not to come in, and he sort of sat on the beach, but of course the tide came in. And it is a little bit like that, what we sometimes do with our spiritual practice. And having just spent a week by the sea and on various beaches and actually swimming in the sea, which is an amazing thing, the sea, you do get such a sense of its power and impermanence. It's changing all the time. And the tides and everything else, especially if you don't know what they are, you know, the first time I went with my friend and we were on this beach and there was sand and then there were all these rocks at the back and we decided to put our gear at the back and then go for a swim. Well, by the time we came back, the rocks were all covered in water, and luckily some friendly local people who knew about the tides had moved the stuff for us. Yeah, things just happened like in a moment. Or we're walking one day, we thought we'd go for a swim, and then the mist came in, and you couldn't see, you know, further than a foot in front of you. And then sometimes the sea would be like really, I was going to say fierce, but you know, like the big waves crashing, you know. So you could be in the sea, but you couldn't really swim in it. And then other times it's sort of quite calm, and you can. And I suppose another analogy for me about what we try to do sometimes in our lives is sort of swim against the tide, you know. And you can't really, there's so much force to it. And there's all these currents and undercurrents that, if you're not aware of, you know, that can be very dangerous. I Again, I went with my friend, and they have these sort of flags where you can swim between certain areas. We went swimming out to sea, and I think I'd got a little bit further along. And before I knew it, I was in this sort of riptide and getting further and further away. And so then I thought, oh, I'll swim towards my friend, and I wasn't getting any nearer. I was just getting further and further away. And it was just impossible, you know. And then this very nice Coast Guard came paddling up on a kayak and said, well, you're not going to be able to manage that. And actually what I need to do was swim to the shore and then walk back, you know. But I think sometimes we need someone to let us know that what we're trying to do is impossible and just give us advice about, you know, what's the best way forward. 'Cause we can get ourselves in a complete mess if we're in denial about that. You know, if I had kept on trying to do that, I probably had ended up a really, really long way away, and who knows, you know. So it's the same with, you know, if we are in denial and denying reality and trying to fight against it, well, we can not just exhaust ourselves, but we can get ourselves in quite difficult and unsafe situations, I think, sometimes. Anyway, you probably didn't need to know all of that, but there you go. And I think the three readings I'm going to do, they're from Sogyal Rinpoche, from the book, Tibetan Book of Living and Dying. And they all kind of have references to the ocean and the sky and the sun. So if you'd just like to get yourself in a, well, whatever's comfortable for your meditation or reflection, we'll be doing it for, yeah, probably about 25 minutes. And again, basically, I'll ring the bell to start us off, I'll do a reading, and then there'll be silence. I'll do another reading, there'll be silence. I'll do another reading, there'll be silence, and then I'll ring the bell three times to mark the end of that. So, just as the ocean has waves, or the sun has rays, so the mind's own radiance is its thoughts and emotions. The ocean has waves, yet the ocean is not particularly disturbed by them. The waves are the very nature of the ocean. Waves will rise, but where do they go? Back into the ocean. And where do the waves come from? The ocean. In the same manner, thoughts and emotions are the radiance and expression of the very nature of the mind. They arise from the mind. But where do they dissolve? Back into the mind. Whatever arises, do not see it as a particular problem. If you do not react impulsively, if you are only patient, it will once again settle into its essential nature. Think of a wave in the sea. Seen in one way, it seems to have a distinct entity, an end and a beginning, a birth and a death. Seen in another way, the wave itself doesn't really exist, but is just the behaviour of water, empty of any separate entity, but full of water. So when you really think about the wave, you come to realise that it is something made temporarily possible by wind and water, and is dependent on a set of constantly changing conditions. You also realise that every wave is related to every other wave. Imagine a sky. Empty, spacious, and pure from the beginning. The essence of the nature of mind is like this. Imagine a sun, luminous, clear, unobstructed, and spontaneously present. The nature of mind is like this. Imagine that sun shining out impartially on us and on all things, penetrating in all directions. The nature of mind, which is the manifestation of compassion, is like this. Nothing can obstruct it, and it pervades everywhere. Just ending this period of reflection. If you need to move, stretch, shake about, feel free to do that. Because I'm just going to be saying a little bit more before we start the puja. So the reading at the end of this morning's session from Sanghavacitta, he's talking about the need to work with the whole of ourselves, the whole of our psyche, unify our energy, including our unconscious energies, and that the rational mind can't do it on its own, that we need to actually speak to those other parts through different language of myth and symbol and archetype. And again, I think it's sort of like the ego, which is very much, associated with our thinking cognitive mind, likes to think that it can do it all. But of course it can't. We can't think our way to insight and enlightenment in the same way that if we just keep busy with doing this, that, and the other, that's also not going to lead us to insight and enlightenment. We do need times to pause and reflect. We need time for meditative practice, for devotional practice, as well as all the activities that we're getting on in our everyday life and our ethical practice. And even within that, I really like the fact that we don't just have one practice that we're encouraged to do. There's a sort of sense of this system of practice and lots of different practices complementing each other, and that they, in a way, meet or help us work with different aspects, different energies, different parts of ourselves. And at another place, they come together. If you've been practicing for any length of time, you realize how similar the mindfulness of breathing is to the metta bhavana, to just sitting, to a body scan, because ideally we do still have all that awareness of the body, awareness of the breath, all the subtleties of awareness that are developing through that practice. And we need kindness all the time, we need compassion, we want to be developing equanimity, we want to be open to joy. So all those things we want in all our practices at a certain point, but certain times we may find a particular practice helps us or helps with a particular quality. And I think we need to trust our own experience and instincts about what is the practice that we need to be putting a lot of energy into at the moment, because it'll be different for different people and it will change over time. And it may be that you feel you need to really immerse yourself in one practice, or maybe have two or three going concurrently. And for me, I think, mindfulness of breathing, metta bhavana, still are key practices, even if I don't always do them in the form that I was initially taught, with the four stages for the mindfulness of breathing and the five stages for the metta bhavana. But I'm still practicing mindfulness using the breath, maybe more influenced by the Anapanasati Sutta at the moment, and I'm still practicing metta and the other Brahmaviharas. And I suppose I've come right back to doing more on the body and body scans, and I've come right back to just sitting as being really important as balancing my practice. But alongside that, the mantra chanting and devotional practice and ritual are integral. And I think Pranyanita was talking about all these, spending 12 years studying with one teacher and then 12 years with another teacher, and then being told to spend, 4 years on the preliminary practices and things like that. Partly is that sense of time that it takes. But also I think, we often Well, we don't have that opportunity, maybe, of having a personal teacher guru that takes us on for 12 years. But what we can do is actually commit and take time and go deeply into a particular practice. And puja is a very important practice, and in fact it is seen as a preliminary practice for the arising of the bodhicitta. And the bodhicitta, well, in the puja it's referred to as the will to enlightenment. It's also often translated as the awakening heart or the awakening mind. That's the key point at which someone is guaranteed to have this awakening, to become an enlightenment being or a bodhisattva or a Buddha. So it's very important, yeah, and it's quite mysterious. And Sangharakshita have talked about it happening collectively, perhaps, rather than individually, and that there's not, like, we've each got our own potential bodhicitta that might arise in us. There is the bodhicitta that we might at some point connect to in a way where that might happen. And it's puja really helps us to be receptive and receptive to the qualities, the ideals of the Buddha and the bodhisattvas. And in a way, it gives us an opportunity to connect with our aspirations, our inspiration, to express our gratitude, to acknowledge, that we're not there yet. There's the commitment, the going for refuge, but after that we realize we're not there yet. That's when we might do the confession of our faults. But once we've done that, we can let go, and then we want to connect with the joy and the appreciation again. I'm receptive to teaching, so there's like a point in it where we're asking for teaching. And there's the Heart Sutra in that, but also sometimes we add an extra reading at that point. The words are taken from the poem, the Bodhicaryavatara, that Praninita mentioned. She mentioned Shantideva as a teacher and his challenging teachings around giving and generosity, and may I be medicine for the sick, and all those things. And it is a very amazing text, very challenging text at times. And the Sevenfold Puja we're doing is actually taken from that. It's taken from an early Western translation, because things have changed so much over the last, I don't know, 50 years. At that point, there were hardly any Buddhist texts translated and available here. That now, I don't know how many translations there must be of it that now. But I think there was only one published one in English, and this was one that somebody was working on that Sangharakshita used. And in a way, I think, well, why did he choose those verses? And sometimes I remember when I first came across the Sevenfold Puja, and I was very much resisting it, and I was wanting to be quite critical of the language and da 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 da, and what does this mean? What does that mean? But in a way, if we could just let go of all of that and get into the sort of spirit of it, or the mood of it, and the sort of surrender, the devotion, it is an emotional journey, it is a sort of spiritual journey. It's mysterious, but at the heart of it, in a way, there's our resonance with enlightenment as expressed, embodied by Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and our practice, in a way, trying to help us to become Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. We're aspiring Buddhas, aspiring Bodhisattvas if we're practicing the Dharma. And so therefore, this practice is more than just something you do sometimes when you're on retreat or on a festival day when you can't avoid it. It can be a really integral part of your spiritual path. Anyway, so we're going to do the Sevenfold Puja, and just notice if your energy gets transformed from the beginning to the end. It does involve mantra chanting, and after the first set of verses, the worship verses, I'm going to do the Green Tara mantra. We're going to have a reading from Patricia after the entreaty and supplication verses. And towards the end, after the transference of merit, we're going to have Praninita leading us in Megasiddhi Mantra. And then at the very end, we evoke, connect with the qualities, and maybe even the actual Buddhas and Bodhisattvas by chanting their mantras three times, a selection of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So if you've never done a puja and it feels a bit weird, you don't have to join in. You can just listen. If you've never done a puja before and it feels a bit weird, you can still join in. Won't make you a Buddhist, doesn't commit you to anything, but just see what happens, you know. Just feel what's right for you. And if you're someone that often does a puja on automatic, what would it be like if you're actually doing it, being fully present and aware, just like you might do meditation? And again, just like in a meditation, sometimes we're sitting there and there's all this stuff going on and we're not fully connecting. Well, just notice that at the same time as you're doing the puja, you know. Every puja is different. You know, the words may be the same, but it's a completely different experience each time. So what's it like now with this group of people coming together to do a sevenfold puja? Worship. With Mandarava, Blue Lotus, and Jasmine.
With Mandarava, Blue Lotus, and Jasmine.
With all flowers pleasing and fragrant.
With all flowers pleasing and fragrant.
And with garlands skillfully woven.
And with garlands skillfully woven.
I pay honour to the princes of the sages.
I pay honour to the princes of the sages.
So worthy of veneration.
So worthy of veneration.
I envelop them in clouds of incense.
I envelop them in clouds of incense.
Sweet and penetrating.
Sweet and penetrating.
I make them offerings of food, hard and soft.
I make them offerings of food, hard and soft.
And pleasing kinds of liquids to drink.
And pleasing kinds of liquids to drink.
I offer them lamps encrusted with jewels.
I offer them lamps encrusted with jewels.
Festooned with golden lotus.
Festooned with golden lotus.
On the paving sprinkled with perfume.
On the paving sprinkled with perfume.
I scatter handfuls of beautiful flowers.
I scatter handfuls of beautiful flowers.
Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Swaha. 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 Om Tare. Tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re. Tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re. Tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re. Tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re. Tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re. Tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re. Tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re. Tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re. Tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re. Tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re. Tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re. Tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re. Tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re. Tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re. Tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re. Tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re. Tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re. Tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re. Tu ta re tu re swaha. Salutation. As many atoms as there are.
As many atoms as there are.
In the 1,000,000,000 worlds.
In the 1,000,000,000 worlds.
So many times I make reverent salutation.
So many times I make reverent salutation.
To all the Buddhas of the three eras.
To all the Buddhas of the three eras.
To the Saddharma.
To the Saddharma.
And to the excellent community.
And to the excellent community.
I pay homage to all the shrines.
I pay homage to all the shrines.
And places in which the Bodhisattvas have been.
And places in which the Bodhisattvas have been.
I make profound obeisance to the teachers.
I make profound obeisance to the teachers.
And those to whom respectful salutation is due.
And those to whom respectful salutation is due.
Going for refuge. This very day.
This very day.
I go for my refuge.
I go for my refuge.
To the powerful protectors.
To the powerful protectors.
Whose purpose is to guard the universe.
Whose purpose is to guard the universe.
The mighty conquerors who overcome suffering everywhere.
The mighty conquerors who overcome suffering everywhere.
Wholeheartedly also I take my refuge.
Wholeheartedly also I take my refuge.
In the Dharma they have ascertained.
In the Dharma they have ascertained.
Which is the abode of security.
Which is the abode of security.
Against the rounds of rebirth.
Against the rounds of rebirth.
Likewise, in the host of bodhisattvas.
Likewise, in the host of bodhisattvas.
I take my refuge.
I take my refuge.
Namo tassa.
Namo tassa.
Bhagavato arahato.
Bhagavato arahato.
Sammā sambuddhassa.
Sammā sambuddhassa.
Namo tassa.
Namo tassa.
Bhagavato arahato.
Bhagavato arahato.
Sammā sambuddhassa.
Sammā sambuddhassa.
Namo tassa.
Namo tassa.
Bhagavato arahato.
Bhagavato arahato.
Sammā sambuddhassa.
Sammā sambuddhassa.
Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Dityampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Dityampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Dityampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Dityampi sanghaṃ dharmaṃ gacchāmi.
Dityampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Dityampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Tatyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Tatyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Tatyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Tatyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Tatyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Tatyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Panatipata.
Panatipata.
Veramani.
Veramani.
Sikkhapadam.
Sikkhapadam.
Samadhiyami.
Samadhiyami.
Adinadana.
Adinadana.
Veramani.
Veramani.
Sikkhapadam.
Sikkhapadam.
Samadhiyami.
Samadhiyami.
Kamesu.
Kamesu. Mesu.
Michachara.
Michachara.
Verimini.
Verimini.
Sikapadam.
Sikapadam.
Samadhiyami.
Samadhiyami.
Musavada.
Musavada.
Verimini.
Verimini.
Sikapadam.
Sikapadam.
Samadhiyami.
Samadhiyami.
Suramariya.
Suramariya.
Maja.
Maja.
Amadatana.
Amadatana.
Verimini.
Verimini.
Sikhapadam.
Sikhapadam.
Samadhiyami.
Samadhiyami.
Sadhu.
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 I undertake to abstain from taking life.
I undertake from. I undertake to abstain from taking life.
I undertake to abstain from taking the not given.
I undertake to abstain from taking the not given.
I undertake to abstain from sexual misconduct.
I undertake to abstain from sexual misconduct.
I undertake to abstain from false speech.
I undertake to abstain from false speech.
I undertake to abstain from taking intoxicants.
I undertake to abstain from taking intoxicants.
With deeds of loving kindness, I purify my body.
With deeds of loving kindness, I purify my body.
With open-handed generosity, I purify my body.
With open-handed generosity, I purify my body.
With stillness.
With stillness.
Simplicity.
Simplicity.
And contentment.
And contentment.
I purify my body.
I purify my body.
With truthful communication.
With truthful communication.
I purify my speech.
I purify my speech.
With mindfulness clear and radiant.
With mindfulness clear and radiant.
I purify my mind.
I purify my mind.
Confession of faults. The evil that I have heaped up.
The evil that I have heaped up.
Through my ignorance and foolishness.
Through my ignorance and foolishness.
Evil in the world of everyday experience.
Evil in the world of everyday experience.
As well as evil in understanding and intelligence.
As well as evil in understanding and intelligence.
All that I acknowledge to the protectors.
All that I acknowledge to the protectors.
Standing before them.
Standing before them.
With hands raised in reverence.
With hands raised in reverence.
And terrified of suffering.
And terrified of suffering.
I pay salutations again and again.
I pay salutations again and again.
May the leaders receive this kindly.
May the leaders receive this kindly.
Just as it is, with its many faults.
Just as it is, with its many faults.
What is not good, O protectors?
What is not good, O protectors?
I shall not do again.
I shall not do again.
Rejoicing in merit. I rejoice with delight.
I rejoice with delight.
In the good done by all beings.
In the good done by all beings.
Through which they obtain rest.
Through which they obtain rest.
And the end of suffering.
And the end of suffering.
May those who have suffered be happy.
May those who have suffered be happy.
I rejoice in the release of beings.
I rejoice in the release of beings.
From the sufferings of the rounds of existence.
From the sufferings of the rounds of existence.
I rejoice in the nature of the Bodhisattva.
I rejoice in the nature of the Bodhisattva.
And the Buddha.
And the Buddha.
Who are protectors.
Who are protectors.
I rejoice in the arising of the will to enlightenment.
I rejoice in the arising of the will to enlightenment.
And the teaching.
And the teaching.
Those oceans that bring happiness to all beings.
Those oceans that bring happiness to all beings.
And are the abode of welfare of all beings.
And are the abode of welfare of all beings.
Entreaty and supplication. Saluting them with folded hands.
Saluting them with folded hands.
I entreat the Buddhas in all the quarters.
I entreat the Buddhas in all the quarters.
May they make shine the lamp of the Dharma.
May they make shine the lamp of the Dharma.
For those wandering in the suffering of delusion.
For those wandering in the suffering of delusion.
With hands folded in reverence.
With hands folded in reverence.
I implore the conquerors desiring to enter Nirvana.
I implore the conquerors desiring to enter Nirvana.
May they remain here for endless ages.
May they remain here for endless ages.
So that life in this world does not grow dark.
So that life in this world does not grow dark.
When the mind is still, tranquil, not seeking any answer or solution, neither resisting or avoiding, it is only then that there can be a regeneration, because then the mind is capable of receiving what is true, and it is the truth that liberates, not our effort to be free.
The Heart Sutra. The Bodhisattva of compassion, when he meditated deeply, saw the emptiness of all five skandhas and sundered the bonds that caused him suffering. Hear then, form is no other than emptiness. Emptiness no other than form. Form is only emptiness. Emptiness only form. Feeling, thought and choice, consciousness itself, are the same as this. All things are by nature void. They are not born or destroyed, nor are they stained or pure, nor do they wax or wane. So, in emptiness, no form, no feeling, thought or choice, nor is there consciousness. No eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, mind, no colour, sound, smell, taste, touch, or what the mind takes hold of, nor even act of sensing. No ignorance or end of it, nor all that comes of ignorance, no withering, no death, no end of them. Nor is there pain or cause of pain, or cease in pain, or noble path to lead from pain, not even wisdom to attain. Attainment too is emptiness. So know that the Bodhisattva, holding to nothing whatever, but dwelling in pranya wisdom, is freed of delusive hindrance, rid of the fear bred by it, and reaches clearest nirvana. All Buddhas of past and present, Buddhas of future time, using this pranya wisdom, come to full and perfect vision. Hear then the great Dharani, the radiant, peerless mantra, the pranya paramita, whose words allay all pain. Hear and believe its truth. Ngate gate paragate, parasangate bodhiswaha. Gate gate paragate, parasangate bodhiswaha. Gate gate paragate, parasangate bodhiswaha. Transference of merit and self-surrender. May the merit gained.
May the merit gained.
In my acting thus.
In my acting thus.
Go to the alleviation of the suffering of all beings.
Go to the alleviation of the suffering of all beings.
My personality throughout my existences.
My personality throughout my existences.
My possessions.
My possessions.
And my merit in all three ways.
And my merit in all three ways.
I give up without regard to myself.
I give up without regard to myself.
For the benefit of all beings.
For the benefit of all beings.
Just as the earth and other elements.
Just as the earth and other elements.
Are serviceable in many ways.
Are serviceable in many ways.
To the infinite number of beings.
To the infinite number of beings.
Inhabiting limitless space.
Inhabiting limitless space.
So may I become.
So may I become.
That which maintains all beings.
That which maintains all beings.
Situated throughout space.
Situated through that space.
So long as all have not attained to peace.
So long as all have not attained to peace. Om Namo Gurudevaya Hum. 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 Om Namo Gurudevaya Hum.
Om Mani Padme 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 Hum.
Om Maripajanadi.
Om Maripajanadi.
Om Maripajanadi.
Om Maripajanadi.
Om Maripajanadi.
Om Maripajanadi.
Om Vajrapani Hum.
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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Swaha.
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 Om Amide Vahri.
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 Om Muni Muni Mahamuni Shakya Muni Swaha.
Om Muni Muni Mahamuni Shakyamuni Swaha.
Om Muni Muni Mahamuni Shakyamuni Swaha.
Om Muni Muni Maha Muni Shakya Muni Swaha.
Om Hum Vajra Guru Padma Siddhi Hum.
Om Ahum 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 Vajra Guru Padma Siddhi Hum.
Gate Gate Paragate Parasangate Bodhi Swaha.
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 Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Shanti.
Shanti. Okay, so we'll end there. Thank you all for coming and practicing. And we've got another session tonight at 7 when Pranyanita will be exploring the fourth of the tantric precepts about using appropriate energy for whatever we're doing, yeah, and not inappropriate energy. So I'm really interested to see her take on that. Yeah, if you missed the talks yesterday, they are up on the site. The puja isn't yet, that'll come in the evening, but the 10:30 session where I talked about the first tantric precept and the 7 o'clock session where Pranya teacher talked about the positive and the negative aspects of the second one are up. It says 4 p.m. but it's a 7 p.m. session, don't get fooled by that. And yes, so hope to see you tonight, and if not tomorrow.